Temptation. Take a second and think about a time you were tempted. Temptation is all around us, whether it's stealing gum, lying, or committing other sins. In James 1:13, it says, "Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempted no man." This is saying, we cannot say, God is tempting me, because he cannot tempt. One of the very first temptations was in Genesis chapter 3, verse 3 through 6. This was when a serpent tempted Eve to eat the fruit God told her not to. This actually has another story behind it. It shows how Eve tempted Adam to eat the fruit, which shows that other people can tempt us, not just Satan. In Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 through 10, there is a very well-known story that involves Satan and Jesus. Satan tried to tempt Jesus three times. The first time, Satan said, "If thou art the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." Jesus responded and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth by the word of God." Continuing in Matthew chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, it reads, "Then the devil taketh him into the holy city, and he set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou art the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and on their hands they shall bear thee up, lest haply thou dash thy foot against a stone." In verses 8 through 10, we see the third and final time Satan tried to tempt Jesus. He brought Jesus unto the highest mountain and told him, "All these kingdoms can be yours if you bow down to me." And for a third time, Jesus responded, Get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. We see something in common with this story and Adam and Eve's story. They both show temptation of the eye, for pride, and of the flesh. As children of God, we get tempted by Satan the most. We can be tempted by greed, power, drugs, and other evil things. Many of you have probably heard of Bernie Madoff. If not, let me introduce you to a man who fell into the evil trap of greed, causing him to steal $20 billion. Greed is a small form of temptation, so do not let greed overcome you. Some temptations I know teenagers face today are sex, drugs, lying, and stealing. We all need to be on guard and be ready. I'll leave you with this question. Will you be ready, and what will you do the next time you are faced with temptation?